did you want to wait until?
I'm good. Okay. It's all right. Go ahead. This song is called Mighty Cross by Elevation Worship.
Yes.
And I had the opportunity of singing with my daughter Friday night. And I went over there to see if I could resurrect my guitar. But that didn't happen. But then she, as I didn't really know, she had been recording us singing together. And I'm hoping, and I need y'all's prayers too, that she would want to come and, you know, do a little duet here. And we're just believing God.
Amen. So,
anyway, worship with me? Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. We welcome you in here today, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. To be praised. On the day that death surrendered to the mighty cross of Jesus Christ, the earth would shake beneath the weight of darkened skies. Hallelujah. Holy are you, Lord. We welcome you. Thank you, God.
We love you, Lord.
On his brow, a crown of sorrow for a king whose weakness was our strength. No word he spoke, his love was shown for all to see. Oh, the cross of Jesus Christ, it's the reason I'm alive. For his blood has set us free. It will never lose its power.
Jesus.
Oh, the power of the cross. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Now the dawn of resurrection floods the night as hope prevails to shine. Salvation wakes our chains to break, and we arise holy. Oh, the cross of Jesus Christ, it's the Yeah. praise and honor and glory, and we thank you, Lord, for your presence here today, Lord. We thank you for the cross that you bore for us. In Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Nothing like worship. Nothing like worship. You know, I love the love and power of God, the strength of God. Nothing makes us stronger than communing with Him. When I love how God does everything. It always amazes me, and it's always fresh. When He everything He do is well thought out. He think of everything. I'm gonna go back to our Numbers again. It's a lot right here in the you can see how God does things through His people. We pointed out how God He listed people based on the their past order of faithfulness. In Numbers chapter 13, the 12 spies that was chosen. And in this time, the man from Reuben was listed first, and then Simeon, and then Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. Now Caleb was the first one that steeled the people before Moses. In verse 30 it says, "And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." And Joshua ended up being listed first after this, but Caleb was the first one to speak. And I thought about that. Caleb was a warrior. And I asked the Lord, why was Joshua listed first? Joshua was a student. He sat at Moses' feet and gained understanding. He was more qualified to lead the whole people, because God always chooses the best and the strongest. Anointed people, they come in all ages. They come in all race. It can be a man or a woman. In the book of Judges, Deborah was, she was the prophet, and the mighty man of God didn't want to go to war without her. And that's how, with God, who draws near and hear His word and receive what He has to say, who goes in communion and discern the body. Some people, they're looking at the power and the magnificence. But when people are looking at the heart of God, that's who the Lord will always use in a mighty way. When people are seeking Him to know Him. Joshua sat at Moses' feet and he learned, he made adjustments. When the Lord is preparing you for an assignment, following God, if that's out of place, it may not happen. Because every time the Lord wanted me to do something, He would use me according to the measure that I was following. And then when He wanted me to do something greater, He would train me for it. And He would help me with my emotions, my temperament. I had to be able to not only stay edified for myself, but edify others who are weaker. Sometimes it was patience. It's a lot of elements that He'll prepare you for. And when you're ready, He'll give you the assignment. And that's how it's an order to how He do things. But Caleb put something in motion and stayed in motion. Caleb called Judah to be like the Marines, the first one in, last one out. They were the first one to go to battle. They were always called first to lead the battle. And then when they've had the war against the tribe of Benjamin, they asked the Lord, who should go up first? The Lord said, Judah should go up first. And then Israel went up first, and they got slaughtered twice.
Was Judah the praise and worshipers?
They were the first in battle. And they did pray. I'm sure they praised and worshiped God, but they were always the first to go to war. And even in the days of Ahaz, they were trying to overthrow Judah, and they couldn't win. And Ahaz was in a backslidden condition. And Joshua came and edified him. But they Caleb put this in motion. He was the first to have faith in the Lord. They didn't see the battle without God. They were more apt to see the battle with God. When God is with you, you can't lose. A lot of people, they begin, their eyes will be because they got to go to do some work for God, and they're nervous, and they pray in the Holy Spirit before they go out there before all those people and preach. I've seen ministers do that. And then they find out it ain't that bad. So when you see, when the Lord is with you, that's where you're strong. That's where the rest is. When if you go without him, you're just a man. That's like a man getting out of a bulldozer and picking up a shovel. See, the anointing, that's like a man in the bulldozer. He can do exponential amount of work, an exponential amount of work, rather than the man with the shovel. A man with faith is like the man with the shovel. We can do all things through Christ eventually, but with the anointing, we can do all things through that he wants done just like him. See, and when you're anointed, I wish that was more training on what the anointing can do. You're anointed to do what God has sanctioned you for. A man in a bulldozer outclasses a man with a shovel. Even if it's somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime, he's got a shovel. And he looks mighty with the shovel because he's got the big muscles. And then you get a 90-pound man on a bulldozer. He's like Samson. He wasn't trained to do that. He gets in that bulldozer and he can move more dirt faster, even if he didn't know what he was doing. So that's the power of them. But you have to, everything operates according to your faith.
But he says, don't buy hats. Don't go and, you know, I wash it. He goes, there's an anointing on fabric. You remember that? Paul would take fabric and lay his hands on him. So he said, protect your anointing. Watch, be careful who you allow to do your hair. You know what I'm saying? He was just saying, protect that anointing. And the head is important. Christ is our head. So he was telling me just small things to do to protect the anointing.
You know, only the Lord can point those kind of things out.
Because I consider it insignificant to, you know, buy a hat, and as long as I washed it, I was fine. He was saying, no. Mm-hmm. I have a friend that's a minister, and she's like me. She likes to find a bargain, but she bought some shoes, and he says the woman that wore those shoes was in the witchcraft the wrong way.
Only
she loved
speak.
Those boots, but I'm just saying, there's small things and big things we do, but he's just told me small things, protect that anointing there, don't lay hands on people just because they ask you to, don't pray for people just because they ask you to, if God didn't ask you to, do not lay hands on that person.
That's training right there. The word says it, but the Holy Spirit will train you for what you got to do. Without the training, you bump into all kind of problems.
It may take you a while to recover if you don't listen to
them. Yeah, some people get discouraged and they stop altogether. But when you follow him, you're on track. Mighty men and women of God, anointed people, don't always look anointed. when you're anointed, you're anointed. And when you're doing that, what you're sanctioned for, it works. And an office, anybody can receive an office, but what will they do with it? The word says, make your calling and election sure. You were called to the ministry, you were elected to be saved. You know, election, people preach the word, that's like people took it the wrong way and said, well, everybody that gets saved is totally up to God. But if the Lord knew that you were here, he made sure that you had an anointed preacher in your path, because he don't waste good. He's going to make sure that he get to you. And everybody has this in common. Everybody that gets saved, they did it of their own free will. And the Lord knew they would and made sure that they heard the word. And then he sent people to train you. And you got what you do with the anointing, what you do with the office, what you do. You have to stay in faith for the whole thing to work. And you have to stay in the love of God for it all to work. But when we do those things, you know, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once. This kind of faith is full of courage. He saw it. He knew that the giants were bigger, but he didn't see them without God. He remembered what the Lord had done. And he put something in motion that the people of Judah, see, people, if you think like people, every man of Judah said, he's representing me. This man did the right thing. Over time, it was proven that he was right, and the people that doubted were wrong. And then they repented. Repentance takes time sometimes. But they remembered this man represented us, and they saw him stay in the love of God. So they were more apt to stay in the love of God. And Joshua, he saw something in Moses. He saw God in Moses. He didn't just see Moses doing mighty works. He saw the handiwork of God. And that's why he was chosen. You have to receive what God is giving. When we receive it, that's what we'll have faith for. We measure it the way it should be measured. Israel saw giants. They saw problems. And they didn't expect God to, they expected God to stop helping them. Because they didn't, the Lord gave me a message one time saying, how do you see what you're looking at? If you see it without God, it's terrible. It can be bad. It can make you want to quit. But when you follow the peace, see, we're not fighting the battle. This is God's battle. So we got to fight it his way. He'll strengthen us and give us the training, the wisdom, whatever we need to make it happen. Even your anointing, you have to activate it by your faith. So all the enemy has to do is get you to back off. If a man gets out of his bulldozer, nothing wrong with the bulldozer, nothing wrong with his anointing. He's just not activating it. But when you're in faith and the love of God, and it's time for you to be deployed, you're ready to go. And I know that there are things that can cause you to decide to stall out. So I like to kill my problems. The Lord may at any time want me to do something, and I want to make sure I'm on board. So I started confessing that I will do all that's in his heart against the day that I might stall out. You don't have to wait till you're confronted to start fighting. You can fight the battle ahead of time. And then it helps me be more receptive to learn whatever he's saying. Sometimes the words he speak can save your life and the people you love. Ministry is very serious. It's a blessing. I love it. I love to see people in their full capacity.
Amen.
I hate competition. I want to see people operate in their full capacity. I know they can.
Amen.
Think about the people that God have used. Fishermen, sailors, tax collectors, warriors, common people. Amos was a picker of sycamore fruit. But he loved the Lord, and the Lord used him mightily. His words are powerful. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? Common sense. From a man that picked sycamore fruit.
God told me once, he says, if it's worth my saying it, it's worth you writing it down. So I write down everything he told me. So back in 96, he says, if you hear the voice of those to whom I speak, you hear my voice.
Yeah.
So if you, we're sitting under your training, mm-hmm. because you hear his voice, you don't add anything, don't take anything away.
Yeah.
And he's saying, if you're listening to that person to whom I'm speaking, mm-hmm. you're hearing me.
Yeah.
So treat them with the same respect.
Yeah, I'm just a mechanic from Birmingham, when I first started seeking him out, I was amazed at the things he would help me understand, and he taught me all kind of things. And I said, my first thought, I want everybody to do. People have needs and problems, if they can receive what the Lord is saying, their problems could be solved, their marriages could be saved, they could go forward in ministry, they could win souls for Christ. It doesn't matter how young they are, how old they are. Like Pastor said, what side of the track they came up on. You know, that was a show on yesterday, and Alicia was saying how bad a person had it. I said, but the reality is Jesus is available to them. It doesn't matter what happened. If you can understand and know that Jesus is with you in real time and just receive his words, it doesn't matter how bad things were. You're going to kill those problems, grow and become strong, and then you're going to be a blessing to millions of people according to how you yield to God. I know that can happen. God can take a simple thing and do a great work. And he can take people that just love him. And I feel like if I do what all that God wants me to do, I can point that out to people to do it. And then I hope they do better than I ever will. But I told my son, I said, if I do what I'm supposed to do and you do what you're supposed to do, you'll do more than I'm capable of. And that's how it's supposed to be. Jesus said, he that believe will do greater works than me. And that's your heritage. That's our heritage. If you win, I win. We're part of the same body.
Amen. Amen.
One pastor said sometimes people die because they don't recognize the body. In other words, if a person say something and it was inspired by the Lord, because of who that person is, sometimes people turn it off. They didn't discern the body. And they missed their blessing and their opportunity. We're out of time. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Oh, any comments? Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for the privilege of communion. And I thank you for your presence. Help us to go forward in you fully in Jesus' mighty name. In your love. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And bless the food for the nourishing and strengthening of our bodies. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Did I miss communion?
Not necessarily.